Talk about your family background a little bit here.
Well, my father was a barber and a sharecropper, a third of the feed and a fourth of the cotton. And I worked on the farm, started working when I was six. I used to milk six cows in the morning and six in the evening. I hate cows to this day.
And that was in a farm in where?
Tarrant County, Texas. The reason I started the college is they had the 5220 Club when I got out of the service in World War II. They'd pay you $20 a week for 52 weeks, and that ran out, and it'd pay you to go to college. So I decided to go to college, so they'd pay me something there. And
because you knew you didn't want to go back down on the farm.
Well, I didn't want to go back down on the farm, and I really kind of wanted to go back into the Navy, but my parents really didn't want me to.
Were you performing along these times? I mean,
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of young kids on the farm or in the city, if they wanted to be a performer, there were opportunities in church. Did you have that kind of?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
No, I didn't do that. But doing the kids show in San Antonio and in Austin, I used to do birthday parties, and I made a lot more money doing birthday parties than I ever did on radio and TV.
All right, so then you mentioned San Antonio. Yeah. You were at KTBC for about a year.
Yeah, then I was at KTSA.
And how did that come about? Did you ask?
No, I went down there and auditioned, and the guy hired me. And we were bought by the San Antonio Express, the big newspaper in San Antonio. They had a big auditorium upstairs in this building, and in the afternoon, I would have 300 to 400 kids in the audience, and I'd tell these stupid stories.
You know, that you just made up?
Well, I didn't make them up. I just extrapolated the regular story.
Okay, and then you just add to them.
Yes,
As you went along?
Yes.
And then you did voices, too, didn't you?
Yes, I used to be a... When I first started, and I lost it because I never kept doing it, but I was an excellent impersonator. I could do a lot of different voices. But then as I got into TV and so forth, didn't have a chance to do that, I lost the... You know, they say if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I lost it.
Well, you did this Uncle Dan show at 5:15 in the afternoon?
That's correct, every day.
And the children's stories, did all the voices?
Yeah.
And I understand your morning show, which was 6 to 9, actually beat out the Breakfast Club,
which was the biggest show on radio at that time.
And I remember
Don McNeil.
Yeah. I remember listening to it myself.
Yeah.